Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Vice President.
Distinguished members of the United States Congress.
Members of the Supreme Court.
Distinguished guests.
My fellow Americans. I can report to you.
The State of the Union is stronger than ever before.
Think for a minute how far we have come in 200 years.
We find ourselves challenged by new problems.
In this country.
At home.
And abroad.
Our values are renewed.
There is demanded of us.
Vigilance.
Determination.
And dedication.
We must rise
to make
a nation
better than
any we have
ever known.
For the road
has been
long,
the burden
heavy,
and
the pace
urgent.
This is not going to be easy.
We have
only begun.
Let us have
the will
and the patience
to do
this job together.
We need many different kinds of strength.
Military,
economic,
political,
and moral.
Nothing is impossible.
No victory
is beyond our reach. No glory will ever be too great.
We are
Americans,
part of
something
larger than ourselves.
God bless
you and
God
bless
the United States
of America.
And some of the themes you heard in that montage will likely be discussed tonight when U.S. President Joe Biden gives his first official State of the Union address. He gave this kind of speech last year in April, appearing in front of a joint session of Congress. But it wasn't technically called the State of the Union because it was his first such address after his election. And traditionally, presidents aren't yet considered authorities on the State of the Union after just a couple months in office. The U.S. Constitution does not say when a president has to give this speech, or even that a president should give a speech. Article 2, Section 3 only says, quote, "He shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient." So the fact that a speech like this is given every year, the fact that it's done in person, the fact that it's televised and put online, the fact that it's followed up by a response from the opposing political party, all of these are traditions associated with the State of the Union, but they're not required by the Constitution itself. Still, the event is an extraordinary opportunity for the president and the party in opposition to lay out their visions for the country. President Biden's speech on March 1st will be the first one held in March since 1934. All the others have taken place in January or February. There's a lot going on in the U.S. and abroad that'll factor into tonight's speeches. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, the president's Supreme Court nominee, the problem of inflation, the upcoming U.S. midterm elections, issues related to COVID-19. You can expect all of this and more when President Biden enters the House of Representatives at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern and when Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds gives the Republican Party's response afterward. 10-second trivia. What is the currency of Russia? Euro, real, ruble, or dinar? The ruble is the official currency of Russia and Belarus. The Russian ruble has crashed during the country's invasion of neighboring Ukraine. By that we mean it lost 25% of its value on Monday, and the Russian stock market was closed on Monday and Tuesday. We've reported how the U.S. is one of numerous countries imposing sanctions on Russia. It's an effort to hurt the nation's economy and pressure it to withdraw from Ukraine. Critics had said the sanctions were too little too late, and President Biden acknowledged last week, quote, "No one expected the sanctions to prevent anything from happening," suggesting it'd take time after Russia's invasion for sanctions to take effect. But economic analysts say they're starting to bite now. For years, Russia's government's been preparing for something like this, saving up international currencies and gold. But some of those assets are in other countries which aren't giving Russia access to them. This is part of an interruption in the flow of money to Russia, hurting its ability to do business. And one example of how that happens is through SWIFT.
It's like the pipework of international banking. Founded in 1973 to replace the dated telex transfer system, SWIFT handles the majority of international money transfers and settlement of trades. It's short for Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications and now connects over 11,000 financial institutions. Removing Russia from SWIFT would make it extremely difficult for financial institutions to send money in or out of the country, delivering a sudden shock to Russian companies and their foreign customers. Kicking Russia out of SWIFT was considered in 2014 in response to the annexation of Crimea. At the time, former Russian finance minister Alexei Kudrin estimated that the expulsion could shrink the country's economy by 5%. And it's not just Russia that would be affected. There's no globally accepted alternative to SWIFT, so Russia's expulsion could potentially hit everyone who has international business dealings with the country. After Russia, Germany and the US might have the most to lose. The Carnegie Moscow Center says German and American institutions are the most frequent users of SWIFT to communicate with Russian banks.
Next today, the world's plastic pollution problem is not a new subject for us. Waste is growing in landfills and oceans worldwide. What's also growing, though, are the number of proposed solutions. We couldn't find exact costs for the disposable plates and bowls you're about to see. Similar products run about 50 to 80 cents per plate, while plastic foam plates cost around 3 cents apiece. But the newer technology comes at a lower cost for the environment.
In the South Indian city of Hyderabad, employees at Volant Industries are making disposable products like colorful plates and sheets of cardboard. Their materials, fallen leaves from areca, a palm species, and recycled paper.
I call myself a waste person because I really love waste. I want to recycle all the waste that I could in this world and be a hero and be a symbol of the next generation.
Srikanth Bola is part of a small but growing field of Indian entrepreneurs hoping to prove that companies can help the environment and turn a profit. His country is one of the world's top polluters. India produces more than 15 million tons of plastic waste every year, according to the UN. This summer, India is slated to ban most single-use plastics, which experts say will dramatically drive up demand for eco-friendly products as well as packaging in the country. Volant Industries is also notable for the leader at its helm. Bola was born blind to poor and illiterate parents in a village in Andhra Pradesh.
Growing up in India as a child, I had to overcome a lot of stigma, barriers and unacceptability in the society as I was blind from birth. My childhood was a very lonely, not that I was poor, because I was made separated by the world.
He founded his company in 2012 with an aim to employ as many people with disabilities as possible. Like Kavala Krishnaya, whose legs are not fully formed due to polio, his job is to make disposable plates and bowls at Bolan's manufacturing unit.
Our core vision is to employ as many people as possible who are at the margins of the society. We want to empower this big stream of people who are in many millions.
The company currently employs around 400 people, a quarter of whom have disabilities, Bola says. The MIT graduate says his products are currently sold to around 200 small and medium enterprises across India, such as restaurants.
Sight is just for the eye and not for the vision of the mind. So if you have vision, sight cannot do anything. If you have strong passion, willpower and confidence in your mind and soul, I'm sure your physical disability can never stop you from achieving success.
Miles Harris is a news reporter in Ohio, and his mom, Sandy, is super proud of him. As Miles was setting up for an on-camera segment about a crime story, guess who stopped by?
This is my mom, hold on.
The person you hear laughing is his photographer, D'Angelo Bird. He didn't just record it. He put it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and now Miles and his mom are both famous.
And that's just like a prime example of, one, a mom being a mom, but just trying to get that front row seat to kind of see what I'm doing.
I once heard the pun, if it's not one thing, it's your mother. And some do tend to offspring into action, embarrassing their kids whenever they can. In family matters, there are always growing pains. Miles might have been thinking, give me a break. But it takes different strokes to keep family ties regardless of whether there's a full house. I'm Coral Azus. Rancho High School in North Las Vegas, Nevada gets today's shout out. Thank you for your request on our YouTube channel. And thanks to all y'all for watching CNN.